have thank God a salvation experience, you know, thank God it's because of that. Amen. Thank God it's all because of Christ and His mercy. Amen. Thank God. I'm looking in Galatians 1. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm thankful for the good word that's in my heart. And I thank Him for that this morning. He manifested Himself to take away sins, Brother Robert taught. And I thought about is a propitiation for our sins, but not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world, that the blood of Christ is sufficient to save anybody this morning. There's not a sinner that couldn't be saved by the blood, because it is sufficient. It is efficient in them that believe. I'm glad for that this morning. I did not have no faith to believe Him. It was a gift from God. The Lord gives a faith. It's a granted repentance and a gift of faith. And it's all because of the workings of the Holy Ghost in our heart to make known the Lord Jesus Christ for who He is. And I thank God for that. I can't explain it this morning. I only can preach it and expound it the best I can, but I know that God has chosen, amen, the preaching of the Word of God to make known His riches of Christ. I know that the Bible said that it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And if you're a believer this morning, it's because you did hear what God said. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And we know tonight, this morning, that faith, amen, came to you. You didn't come yet. It comes to you. Faith comes to you by hearing. And God's got to open your hearing and understanding to bring the truth into you and make you a new man by grace through faith. And therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And thank God for that. I'm glad the Bible said, put on the new man, which after God's credit in righteousness and true holiness, that God did to save you, to make you holy. Amen. He just didn't save you to take you to heaven, even though that's where we're going. In fact, we're already seated there in the eyes and mind of God. For God seated us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and that's where we're going. Thank God the seat's already set there. Amen. I'm already seated there in the mind of God, but not yet in time. But I'm thankful that in the ages to come, He'll show the riches of His grace toward us in Christ. Amen. He'll thank God show what grace did for such a poor blind sinner as we were. Amen. That's what grace does. Grace not only saves a sinner, but grace, thank God, amen, sufficient in the sinner and bringing forth fruit in the sinner. But I'm thankful that this morning, amen, I'm thankful that He's already done what He came to do. And He can't do, He's already finished the work. Amen. The sinner, if they ever see that, there's nothing they can do. Amen. But grab hold of that. Believe that. Receive that. In fact, the word receive means to grab, get hold of. But you'll not receive it till it's made known to you, because you can't receive something you don't know. Amen. But I'm thankful that He opened our eyes, enlightened us, opened the understanding up in your mind. And brethren, the day you got saved, your understanding was, God gave you understanding of what the truth of God was in Christ. And that's what it takes. And I would to God this morning that I could open your understanding. But I can't open your understanding. I cannot. I can preach what God says. But it's a manifestation of God in the heart. Paul had a hard time in different places. And we know here this is a very important text this morning of Paul's writings. He was writing to the Galatians. Amen. And we find here that it's probably the first epistle that he wrote. And we find also in the text this morning that he always faced this crowd that didn't believe he is a true apostle. Or they said, you're not one of the 12. But he made it known in verse 1 what he had. He said, Paul, that's the word Paul means small, an apostle not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ. And so he said, this is how my apostle and God the Father, he mentioned that who raised him from the dead. He said, it's not by man, it's by God that I've been called. That day on Damascus Road, amen, when I was on the road to Damascus, the light of God shined on me, which was Christ, and I seen him. And so he is an apostle called of God. The Bible said he's wrote this. And all the brethren which are with me. I like what he said there, that are with me. Amen. Thank God I'm glad there are some people with me. Amen. I'm glad there's some people with you this morning. And I'm glad for that. Thank God I can't find many people in this day compared to the number of people that's with me. But I'm glad that God's with me. And I'm glad that his brother, the brothers with me, and I bless the Lord for that. And he said, which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. And so churches means there's plural, there's more than one assembly that he's writing to here. Amen. I think one writer said in northern Rome, I was reading this morning, but I just didn't really remember that, but it don't matter, there was churches in of Galatia, and there was several assemblies here. Amen. There's a battle here in this church, and the Bible said, grace be to you and peace from God the Father. You'll never have peace till grace comes in. And he said, and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice this, who gave himself for our sins. He said he gave himself, his body, his life, for our sins. He talked about it this morning. Why? That he might deliver us from this present evil world. Listen, the present evil world's the present evil one. The evil one controls this present evil world. The world's a system of the God of this world. And therefore, we're not of this world. Amen. We live in this world, but we're not of this world. The Bible said in John 17, when Jesus prayed, he said, Father, we're one in this world. May they be one in this world. That's what he said. He prayed that they'd be one. He didn't take them out of the world. Amen. But he gave them power to live in this world. And that's what it is. And the evil one, you got to see this thing this morning. That he's the one that's behind the system or the ways of the world. And he said, according to, he done the delivering power back according to the will of God and our Father. And to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. He amen that. And listen, verse 6 says, I marvel, I'm surprised. Remember Jesus said, marvel not. The word marvel means surprise. I marvel. I mean, it's taken surprise to me. Notice this, read the word there, that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Brother, I have a thought this morning. I was thinking on this thing about another gospel. And this is what God gave me. Anything outside him's another gospel. That's it. Bottom line, anything outside him's another gospel. The more I preach to you about Christ, the more you'll grow in grace and knowledge of who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And this thing, gaining knowledge. Amen. They done that in Mars Hill. They wanted to hear these new things, but they didn't know they had an altar to an unknown God. But brother, Paul's talking to people that have believed right here, and he said, you've been removed from him. I marvel that, and he said, it's soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. And so there's a lot of opposition to the gospel, and the real gospel is Jesus Christ. Christ. He's the only one, amen, that saves sinners. So we see here, amen, don't get removed from him. Don't let denomination remove you from him. Don't let man traditions and men's commandments and what we've come up with in this day, brethren, the remove from him, because everything we have is in him. Jesus is the one, thank God, this morning that was born into this world, amen, through a virgin womb, but that was God in flesh. But he, not only that, he came, thank God, to save us. That's what he came to die for us. He couldn't have died. He couldn't have saved us had he not died for us. He died for us. Brother, listen, his death was not in vain. He died for a purpose. Amen. He didn't die and leave it up whether what I was going to do. If he did, I'd have said, crucify him. I was in that crowd that said, crucify him. And I never would have seen who he really was until he revealed himself, until he made himself known to me. I'd still say, crucify him. If I did not know him, they said, if they had known who he was, they would not have crucified him. Amen. The Bible said over there in the book of John, Jesus told that woman at the well, oh yes, he said that he came to her. Thank God, had been married 5 times, was a Samaritan. He loved her, thank God, like he loved me. Amen. And brother, he told her, he said, if you knew the gift of God, if you knew the gift of God, you would ask of me and I'd give you a drink of living water. It's all knowing, brother. Listen, I ever learned but never come to the knowledge of the truth. It's religion, brother. Amen. Listen this morning. He said they removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ, the favor of Christ, the love of Christ. Everything deals with this grace. It deals with something undeserved, unmerited. Amen. Should be in hell this morning. Should be as blind as anybody else, whom the God of this world blinded to mind. Of them that believe not, lest the light of the gospel, of the glorious gospel, should shine unto them, because they would know it had it not shined unto them. But listen, thank God, he said his grace. Amen. I can't explain it, but I do know this. It is God, my friend, putting the light and the influence in your heart, the spirit working to draw you, amen, the love course of the goodness of God that brought repentance in your life, amen, that got you out of the sin you was in, and brought you from darkness to light, and from that kingdom of the devil, friend, unto the kingdom of God, amen, that had me bound. The devil had me bound. I was in sin and living for sin and the lust of the flesh, and I had no life, amen. Thank God, but I'm glad that day he came and rescued me and delivered me from sin once and for all, brother. And we cannot know this morning, thank God, my friend, listen, unless the Holy Ghost shines light on us, how dead and depth of sin we is in. But when the light shined, I felt like him. Oh, woe is me, a man of unclean lips. I've seen him high and lifted up, and I've seen myself, and I've seen where I was at. Hey, man, it's all God, friend. I'm telling you, and you'll not know what it is unless he ever shines light on you. Amen. Thank God, friend, listen. He said, you remove from him. Amen. Listen, even as a Christian, if you remove from him. And I know these people were saved, and these Judaizers had come in, and they was all saying, you got to keep the law of Moses. You got to be circumcised. And they was teaching these things in Acts 15. They said, you cannot be saved except you be circumcised. But brethren, that's a cutting of the flesh. It don't do nothing for the heart. Real New Testament circumcision is the cutting away of the heart. In the heart, it's not the outward man. Amen. You can get cut on all day. Amen. And you have been cut on before. Amen. But brother, I'm telling you, the cutting of the outside is not going to change you. It's got to be the cutting of the inside to change you. And a lot of people in these days, brother, amen, that's all he does, cut the outside of man. And he ain't no better. He's just as lost going to hell this morning because he has no inward work of grace. And he don't know the true Lord. And brother, he said, don't get removed from him. Hey, God, it's all about him, for him, through him, by him. And when you get away from him, amen, you ain't got nothing, amen. That's right, praise God. Notice verse number 8:7. He said, which is not another. So it's not another gospel. There ain't but one gospel. But there be some that trouble you. The word trouble there means to agitate you. It's what it means. It means there's agitation from the outward world. Amen. Brother Paul made a declaration here. This is a strong amen to think about what he said. And it's just as good to thank God in strength. Yeah. He said, there'll be some that trouble you and would pervert. Pervert. That's what it says, pervert. Yeah. They will pervert the gospel. Yeah. Amen. They, brother, listen. He said they pervert the gospel of Christ. Verse 8 is a puzzle to me. And some of the word there, angel, in that verse, he said, but though we are an angel from heaven, he said from heaven. That's what he said. An angel's a messenger, I know that. But he said an angel. Listen, this is what I'm, can I tell you what I really think he's saying? I don't care who preaches it, whether a man or an angel from heaven. If he don't preach the true gospel, hey, God, let him be accursed. That's what he said, son. I'm telling you, listen. Listen, there ain't but one gospel, and that's the gospel of Christ. And you can't get saved apart from that. And brother, it's all him. And once a man looks anywhere else or adds or takes away from it, he's a pervert in the gospel, amen. That's what he's doing. Notice what he said about this. He said, if we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. He said, let him be excommunicated. Cut him off. That's what he said. Let him cut him off. Yes, listen, I know there's a lot of things in the Bible fine lined. What I mean by that is there's some things that sounds good that's not right. You see what I'm saying? There's things that people preach or men that preach that makes it sound to the people that they've got to do something or to be saved, to do something to stay saved. And there's nothing that you can do to be saved, and there's nothing you can do to stay saved. That's all in the hand of God. Yes, a gift. You can't earn a gift, and you can't keep a gift by what you do. It's the gift of God. Christ is the only soul, single salvation. He said he was concerned about them being moved from the simplicity that is in Christ. Amen. The devil is subtle, and he said he'll give you some. And brother, I tell you what, I just examined my own self down to years gone by. I made some statements about people. If they didn't do this or that, they was probably lost. And that ain't true, brother. Amen. Listen, the more I grow in grace, the more I see. Amen. That, amen. If anybody, listen, if he ain't keeping anybody, and he is keeping everybody as he is, but I'm dead. If he wasn't, there wouldn't be a sinner in here saved. I mean, there wasn't, you wouldn't no way be saved. Brother, this crowd that preaches, you can have it one day and lose it the next. That's perverting the gospel. You can call it what you want to. I believe there's people that saved, really saved under the gospel preached in a free will doctrine that they preach, one day saved and one day lost. I believe there's some good brothers in that. But brother, listen, my salvation is his salvation. It's not on me, it's his. And I cannot lose his because he can't lose his. And he ain't going to never lose his. And all that the Father give me shall come to me. And I'll no wise cast them out. And I'll never be cast out. And I have eternal life this morning. Amen. That's perverting the gospel. What it does, it puts something on us to keep ourselves. And they'll pick five sins out. If a man does one of them, he's lost again. But they never sing Amazing Grace. Twice I was lost, and now I'm found. If I was going to preach that, I'd say, count how many times you've been lost so you can sing it right. No, brother, I once was lost, and it was a dreadful thing. Being lost is a dreadful thing. It's a hard life. Brother, listen, it's a whole lot harder than being unsaved. Unsaved is I'm just not saved. But when I'm lost, brother, there's Holy Ghost conviction on you. And brother, you can't find your way. It's amazing. You can't find. I remember, brother, listen, I couldn't find my way. I mean, I couldn't find my way unto God. I mean, I was miserable. I tell you, pride, amen, was trying to hold me up. And every time I tried to hold myself up with some pride, brother, the Holy Ghost came and nailed it, amen. And said, listen, you have to see what you are and who you are. If you're going to have him and him alone, hey, God, that's where you got to get. You got to get in and see that here is him and him alone. Brother, the only man gets lost is when God gets him lost. That's right. Amen. That's right. Lost means perishing. Outside the camp. Or outside the fold. The sheep was outside the fold. What did he call it? He called it a lost sheep. What about that? He said, what about the silver? She said, it's a lost piece. It was hers, but it was lost. What about the son? He said, my son, which is lost, is found. Luke 15 deals with that. And if you read the whole parable, it's really one with three different stories that Jesus gave about being lost. But listen, you pervert the gospel when you add anything. He said, Paul even said in this same book, he said, I frustrate not the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ died in vain. If you could be, listen, this just simple common sense right. that you and me don't have unless God opens our eyes. Right. That there's nothing you, listen, you can't violate that. If you could get saved by the law, if you could get saved by how good you can do, why in the world would he die? Yes. Why would he die and then put baptism upon it? Baptism, my friend, is identification. It has nothing to do with sin being washed away. God have mercy on a crowd of people. I don't believe a bit of what they preach. I'm going to tell you something else. Paul put more emphasis on spirit baptism than he did water baptism.
Oh, yes.
I'm not preaching against water baptism. I believe water baptism ought to be done in a local assembly when somebody gets saved. Yes. Amen. But I believe, praise God, that he put more emphasis on the spirit baptism than he did the water baptism.
Absolutely.
And I know some Baptists wouldn't agree with me, and I ain't preaching for them. Could care less. No matter. You cannot take 1 Corinthians 12:13 and make that water. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Greek, bond or free. We've been baptized by one spirit, and that's the Holy Spirit. And he's baptized into that body. Amen. Listen, you say what body? The body of Christ. That's the body of Christ. And I'm going to go further than the local. I'm going to say everybody's ever been saved, been baptized into that body. If I ain't, I ain't in it. You can preach that stuff all you want to, friend, but I'm telling you what, water can't take away sin. Water, amen, is only identification of what Christ has done, the death, burial, and resurrection. It's been given as an ordinance, we believe, to the church to go baptize, and the church is the only one that has the authority by Christ who gave it to them to baptize. And brethren, that's right. When they baptize, amen, they glad to see the word was baptized. They were added to the church. Right. Amen, preacher. Thank God, son. I'm going to tell you, ain't nobody going to preach nothing to me, amen, to tell me that you got to do this or that, and you can't do this or that, amen, and that's going to have something to do with whether you're saved or not. I'm telling you, salvation will prove in you and me, brother. Now, he said, prove yourselves whether you be in the faith. Ain't God, prove yourselves whether you be in the faith. Make me standing up trying to act out something. It's a proof of God in a man. Thank God it reveals what he has in him. And brother, I'm telling you what, if you're around me long enough, you'd say, he's got a whole lot of Adam in him too.
Yeah.
A brother, somewhere along the line, you're going to say, I've seen Christ in him.
Yes,
I've seen an action of Christ in him. Yes. I saw the life of Christ in him. I've seen the power in him. I've seen something in him. I'm telling you, Paul said, if they preach any other gospel, let them be accursed. Amen.
Yes,
that's right. Got that right. And I tell you what, I read and hear so much stuff, and I'm thinking these people's got church anity. Get me wrong, Christ gave himself for the church. They called them Christians, they assembled the whole year with the church. But brother, the church, salvation don't come through the church.
Right.
It comes through the Lord Jesus. It don't come through the church. We got a bunch of church anarchy. I don't hardly ever see anybody write or say, I can't wait to get together with the assembly and meet with Christ. They'll say, did you go to church today? I just say, are you crazy? That's the whole mindset of this world today and the church world. Did you go sit on a pew today and hear a man get up and say something? No, praise God, it's further than that. It's meet with the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost. That's what it's about. Praise God, if I just come in here and I love every one of you, and praise God, we can socially meet, thank God, as a group down at the Ellis Park like we did. Thank God the Holy Ghost is in some of that. And I'm going to tell you what, when we come in here, thank God, it is an assembly to worship Christ and make much of Christ. And it said the Holy Ghost would testify of Christ. Amen. He wouldn't testify of what you're doing, what you're wearing, what you're saying. He'll testify of Christ. The best day you've ever had in the Christian life is nothing. It's vanity. To Christ, because anything that's good about us is Christ. He said, in my flesh doeth no good thing, and there's not one thing in the flesh you can boast in.
Amen.
I can't neither. God have mercy. The Holy Ghost never was sent to say, man, we got a great preacher.
No,
right, sir. That's right.
The Holy Ghost never said, we got a great church.
That's right.
He said, but you got a great Savior. And that's why you got a good church. Because he's the head of the body. And that's what the church is. Amen. That's right, buddy. Listen, he said that crowd's just preaching other things. All it is, listen to me. It's the mechanical thing that preachers are trying to get the people to do that he can get glory out of what he's told them. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to close the book and I'm going to say this. The Holy Ghost is going to tell you. I ain't perverting this thing. I'm not the big preacher. The Holy Ghost is.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
That's right, Brother Joe.
Yes, sir.
And that perverting that gospel, son, I mean, he said, let them be cut off. Let them be. He said, we are an angel from heaven preaching any other gospel. And he said, it's about him. And people is removed from him, Brother Joe. And churches has got removed from him. What you got to offer me at the church? Jesus? Amen. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus ain't offered nothing. He's already offered himself. That's what he's already offered himself once for sin. Thank God he ascended back on high. Thank God after 10 days. Amen. Listen, after 50 days. Amen. Listen, thank God, friend. He ascended up on with a resurrected body. He went up and it said this same Jesus will come again. And he ain't here to offer you nothing. He's already offered it. Amen. You agree or not, it don't matter. I'm in the book. That's right. I'm in the book. It's already. He's already done everything. He still worketh in us, both the will and do of his good pleasure. But that's his people. That's right. God have mercy. I ain't preaching another gospel. It's Jesus Christ or hell. The blood of Christ will save you. Thank God it wash you and cleanse you and take away your guilt and shame and put, thank God, peace in your heart and love in your heart for the people of God. He'll do it every time, brother. And listen, it's him this morning. Amen. That's right, son. And I'm going to tell you what, praise God, we love him because why? He first loved us. No man ever woke up loving God. Amen. That's right. You didn't love God, he loved you. You couldn't love him. Love God is love. He loved. He loved us, thank God. Amen. How in the world, brother, somebody said, I like love. Well, you love God, dear. God is love. Amen. If he is love, then you got to say, if I love love, then I love God. If you talk about the same love I'm talking about. Amen. But buddy, I'm telling you, thank God the love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost which is given in us. I mean, I got one bride in here this morning. That's what I've had. And then she sits right over there. When she came down, I said, I do. And I love her. Amen. I appreciate and love all these ladies in the church, in Christ. But there ain't a lady in here that's even near because she's my bride. That's right. That's just like that lady back there's your bride. That's your bride. Yours.
That's right.
That's right. Amen. I love her because she's my bride. Amen. That's right. She was given to me. It's a gift of God. He that find the wife finds a good thing and take the favor of the Lord. That's right. The favor of God got on me. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm as rotten, sorry, no good for nothing as could be most of the time when thank God that I get out of the will of God. Said, so you ever get out of the will of God? I have. In my mind, in my actions. Don't sit there like you self-righteous. That's right. But I'll tell you one thing, brother, listen. God never stopped loving me no matter where I'm at.
Amen.
He ain't never said I disown him. He never said that rascal. He called them children, they fished all night. Peter done pulled his fishing coat off and he was naked. It's what the Bible said. I don't know. I'm just telling you what it said. Now, I ain't getting into all that. But I'll tell you what, they went fishing that night. He took seven with him. Amen. And listen, Jesus was stood on the shore. And the next morning he said, children. He didn't say backsliders. Right. You're no good for nothing. Yeah. He, like we would. Amen. Amen. That's right. He said, children, yeah. Do you have any meat? Yeah. He knew where the meat was. And he knew he was going to give it to them. Yeah. And brethren, he knew what they were.
Yes, he did.
Sure. That'll make me run backwards. To think that God loves me all the time.
That's
all
right.
The time.
Yeah.
And that don't give me a liberty to go out here and do my own thing. But I'm telling you what, when old Hyatt stumbles and falls and don't do what he ought to do, God still loves me as much as he does. Thank God when I'm doing what I ought to do. You can't love like that unless you got that love.
Amen.
You can't. I've rose up before and I got aggravated at somebody and I thought, boy, you would have thought the love of God's in me. Yeah. But it didn't take long that the Holy Ghost softened me down and said, you know, I do love him, people.
Right. Me out.
And then woke me to go around and said, I don't want them. I don't love them. Amen. God loved me. And Brother Robert said it this morning. Amen. Listen, thank God, your children, they aggravate you sometimes.
Sometimes.
I mean, brother, they're your children. Listen, you expect more out of them than you do another child.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir. That's
exactly right. Why? They're his.
That's right.
I was sitting up in old records one night, and then the youngest was running and everything. I was sitting there, and I didn't bother me a bit. You say, why? It wasn't my children.
Right there. Yeah.
Amen. Right. I never spanked the children's neighbor. I mean, the neighbor's children.
Yeah,
I never have. I mean, I might not agree with them, but I because they're not mine. God, he said, listen, the Lord chasteneth whom he loves. He chastens them he loves. Brother, I'm telling you, thank God this thing's as real this morning. Thank God it has a nose on my face. It's as real. Thank God as I'm looking at you with two eyes. Amen. This is real. Thank God is the inspired word of God right here that he give us. Amen. Bless his name. I'm glad, Brother Todd. Amen. That the Holy Ghost, thank God, come where I was at and dealt with my heart. Amen. Brother, listen, he hit me head on. Amen. Made me a new man. Amen. Thank God put a new life in me. Thank God. I'm telling you, brother, this morning, there ain't but one way to the Father. And it ain't you, brother. That's Jesus. Amen. Amen. Ain't but one way this morning. Ain't but one truth and one life, brethren. And it's all in the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me.
Amen.
Listen, Paul said some strong things right there. You read that chapter, buddy. He put the hammer down. Thank God, I'm telling you, I'm preaching Christ and him crucified.
Yes, sir.
If you're not saved this morning, I'm telling you, there's one way to be saved. Through Jesus Christ and his shed blood. That's the only way. And you know how you obtain that? By faith. That's how you obtain it. That's how you can't do nothing but believe. Just believe it. Paul said, thank God I know whom I have believed. He didn't say I know what I have believed. I know whom I have believed. Amen. There ain't but one person. Listen, I want you to say this about me. I say this about you. I can't believe you on everything. Because I don't know whether you can bring forth what you say. But I can believe him for everybody. And I know whom I have believed. I know whom I have believed. Amen. He's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. He's able. He's kept it, Brother Todd. Thank God you got saved back there in 90, was it 92, first of 92? You got saved in 92. Here it is, 2022. That's 30 years ago, brother. 30 years ago in January 1992. 30 years ago, Brother Todd. Look at all, it wasn't me. I couldn't say, look at all what you've done to stay in here. Oh, no, son, forget that. Amen. It ain't what he's done, it's what Jesus done. Amen. Listen, friend, praise God, Brother Joe. Amen. The reason you sit under the preaching, the reason you pray at home, the reason you have hope, it ain't what you've done, it's what he done. It's what he will do. Amen. Thank God it's all him. And listen, thank God, why don't you cast yourself on him and get out of your religion this morning? You can be saved and be in religion.
Yes, sir.
You can think what you're doing is perfecting you.
Sure.
You've been bewitched.
Yes.
He said, who bewitched you that you begun the spirit and now made perfect in works, by works? A lot of people's like that. I've been there before myself.
Yeah. Yep.
Trying to make myself perfect by what I put on or what I do and what I don't do. I can't perfect you. Remember what I say to you this morning. Anything a lost man can do is not spiritual. Because he cannot pray in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, hunger in the Spirit. But there's a lot of things he can do outwardly. But the Spirit man, thank God, we begun in the Spirit. We're not made perfect by our flesh. We're made perfect by the grace of God. Jesus Christ. Who hath warned you, brethren? Thank God to flee from the wrath to come is Jesus Christ and him crucified. I say come to him while he's pulling on your heart and dealing with your heart. And if you done removed yourself from him and gotten this religious game, I'd say, God, have mercy on me and help me. Amen. And no, praise God, it's in the Lord Jesus. Let's stand this morning. Thank you for listening to me. Appreciate you hearing me. God bless the word. Father, thank you for the preaching. God, the liberty to preach to these people. I thank you, God, for that. God, I appreciate it. God, I don't want to. I don't like struggling. Thank you for Brother Price. God come to me and said, Lord, help him. And he says, good, easy to preach. God.